interrupt this program.
Previously, critics had railed against the duo as crude, dumb, ugly, thoughtless, sexist, self-destructive, and foolish.
They are not part of the legitimate business world.
What they do is they celebrate underachievement.
In all candor, I would tell you it's outrageous filth. And if I could find some way constitutionally to do away with it, I would.
Oh, yeah! Yeah! Good morning. Happy, the hell day is it? Thursday! Happy Thursday!
I was going to say Wednesday, but it is not.
Nah. It's Dummy Thursday for all you dum-dums.
I don't know, guys.
I don't know.
All right.
Cool. I don't know. See you later.
All right.
Oopie's already busting your balls saying kicking off the 0-1 Dallas Cowboys season tonight.
It's not optimal. I've said it already. It's not optimal. But everyone's got to start with somebody.
I mean, you can't take on the World Series champions in the first game.
It's true.
They got the Stanley Cup.
I was going to say, this, in terms of NBA Finals, this is, you know, best of series of 17 tonight. So we'll see what happens.
I really hate that baseball's going away because I'm getting really into my baseball game, Cody.
All right, well, you want to play real quick, and I'll knock all of that hope right the hell out of you.
No, I think I might take you down.
Dude, the last game is one of the reasons I like to play the baseball game. One of the last time that we played.
Remember, went down to the last minute?
Yeah, we did. Yankees, Red Sox. It was a rivalry game. It went back and forth. I was up only 5-2 going into the bottom of the ninth, and you managed to make it 5-4.
Yeah.
With leading guys on like first and third.
I might want to play baseball today.
So we'll have to see.
Sorry, Twitch viewers.
Sure, because you were killing it fishing yesterday, too.
We really were.
That's what I'm saying. It's hard.
I look forward to that 9 a.m. hour so much.
It's enjoyable as hell.
Presented by Cornell's Greenhouse. I just like playing video games, bro.
Yeah.
How was your Wednesday?
Awesome.
Why awesome? What'd you do?
When one of my buddies is in from Kick.
California!
Went over to Price Room.
Ooh!
Saw Frank.
Aww. What'd you eat? You got tendies?
You know I got tendies.
What did
He got the... Because he asked... Because he's like you, where he asked me, like, what's good? And I told him, and he was like, I want to ask the waitress what she recommends. Where it's like, what'd you ask me for if you're just going to ask someone else?
I like to know it's good.
Right? And it...
You would know, well, maybe not more than the waitress.
Well, I recommended what I recommended, but Frank's front and center.
Yeah.
So he goes...
You want 100 tenders?
Well, basically. well, he goes, I want an award for my... My cocoa shrimp, my cocoa bang bang shrimp chicken sandwich.
Yeah.
So we got that, and it was, this thing was like.
Like it's about a foot tall.
It was bigger than I would imagine.
Then you can function, you can't eat it.
There was so, that's what he said. He got sat in front of him, and he looks, he goes, well, how am I supposed to eat this?
Knife and a fork?
I went, well, it's messy. with a lot of napkins.
It's messy.
Yeah.
It's going to be messy.
I had some tendies, some salt and vinegar wings.
Wow. Man!
A delicious canned cocktail, and I usually don't really like those, but this thing was to the point where I might have to find these.
What are they called?
Oh, balls. Something blue shine. It was like a wild blueberry like vodka cocktail in a can, and usually I don't like those, and I think it was blue shine? Let me look.
Oh, look it up, man. Look at this. Big Dog coming in again, dropping 1,000 bits on us right out the gate. He does not like being the stream boss.
We can get some.
Yeah, now we can afford to go get some
canned cocktails.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, here we go. Let me see. Oh, my God. Yes. Oh, here. Yeah. Blue Shine. Oh, lemonade. Was it a lemonade that I drank?
Oh, my God. That sounds awesome.
Must have been. But it was blueberry, and it was like the most refreshing blueberry. Not sweet. Not sugary, not too strong. Some of those, you know.
Not like a boozy.
Yeah,
but it's like a mass-produced one, right? Like, it's not like he made it there. All right.
Yeah. From, what's that say? Main Craft Distilling.
Oh. So it's blue. Good. It's called Blue Shine?
Blue Shine Lemonade.
I want to try this.
Sparkling Craft Cocktail. Now I see they have another one, Cranberry Cocktail. I want to try that one.
Oh, dude, look at these. I wonder where these got to be in liquor stores. You can't sell these at your beer stores, I don't think, because they're canned cocktails.
I'm not really sure how that works, because you can sell some of that stuff at liquor stores, but like you said, I don't know if it...
Oh, it's only 7% ABV. You can sell that. I think it's got to be below a certain ABV to sell at beer stores.
Okay.
So this is only, a high proof beer.
It's good. It's delicious.
Blue Shine Lemonade, dude.
Right? Because there was...
Wild Maine Blueberry Liquor and Maine's Craft Homemade Lemonade.
Fancy.
Dude.
Because there's a lot of options, so I started to panic a little.
Yeah.
And then I saw that and went, oh.
Well, how long did you go to press room for? You just settled in for the night?
No, a couple hours, and then right before we had our fantasy draft for work.
Oh, how did that go?
So I make sure I went home right before that.
You're not happy with your team?
Yeah, I got saddled with there's a couple picks you really don't want to, like, spots to draft in.
Yeah.
And I drafted it right in it. Smack dab in it, number 7.
Damn it.
Like, I'm not a big fan of 1 or 2,
because
then you got to wait a damn long time
to come back around.
But like a four, five,
yeah,
right there, 3, 4, 5. Oh, that's a sweet spot. 7.
How many people are playing here?
Oh my God, I don't know what the hell's going on. It's a 16 team league, man. There's nobody available. 16 teams.
Wow.
Yeah. I was thinking of throwing one more up this morning. On I think like my Twitter or something, just for funsies.
Just to do another one?
I really like doing those drafts.
Today's the last day you can do them, right?
Because I have to do it tonight.
Start tonight.
Yep, but I have to do it tonight before the game.
Text line, hey guys, I don't want to sound like a douche, but I only have about 10 minutes to listen to you on my way to work, so I may have missed it. What is up with Rosa and Joe? They just haven't been in because of Rona. Joe has been in a couple of times, and Rosa we call every Thursday. It's just ever since COVID, we just... Different protocols happen, but I'm sure we can start working them back in. I don't know.
No.
We'll find out. New rules dropped on us yesterday.
Mm. Balls right on Josh's face.
Yeah, Oopie, 16 teams. That's a lot.
Yeah.
Is there a lot of money to win? Is there money in this one?
Yeah, this one's money. I like to just do winner take all.
Yeah.
Like, screw it, man. You come in second, too damn bad.
Yeah, right,
you
get right.
Nothing.
But they break it up.
This one's, I think it's first, second, third.
All right.
So.
Well, here we are. Happy Thursday, everybody. I feel like I've got a very busy show ahead of us. I should probably know.
What's up, bro?
I think we're talking to John Wildhack this morning.
La Telefono.
On the phone.
Atletico.
But I'll answer your question. So, like, somebody texted in, guys, quick question, and it's appropriate that you're asking this today. If I want to bring kids to an SU game, do I got to pay for a rapid test on top of tickets? And then go through screenings. Do you think people will go? What are SU protocols? I'll ask them. I don't know.
You've got to have a 72-hour or whatever, like, you have to throw a negative test.
So even
whatever,
a kid?
Yes. That's how kids can get in. Because, a lot of them can't be vaccinated.
Okay.
So that's how kids can get in, because you have to wear a mask and you have to be vaccinated and all that whatnot.
Yeah.
So.
All right.
And, yes, I think people will go. Just there's going to be a lot of people
who complain. There's some hoops to go through, but.
Yeah. You know, people just like to complain.
Look at text line. I'm in a 17-team elimination league.
Wow. Elimination league?
What does that mean? Like
if you lose, you're out after a couple weeks or something?
If you lose, they kill you? You're dead?
Yeah.
Wow, it's murder?
Hunger Games league.
Mm.
You have to sprint through the woods with your laptop while making maneuvers.
All right. I gotta go play Papa Shot real quick. And then...
86 is the high for the day, my friend.
86 is a good score, dude.
Although I like that my 99 is still sitting there.
It is. No one's touched that. It's still on the board?
Yeah. Because unless you unplug it, I think that'll stay.
Nice, dude.
That'll be unplugged today.
So the hits just keep on coming. This was from the other day, and I don't know why I missed it, because now it's making its rounds, but Mick Foley calling out WWE. Did you watch this?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he's not wrong, but...
Like, I'm going to play it. It's only a minute, but he's basically saying if you are coming up, the place you don't want to be is WWE.
No, he's not wrong, but it's. I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I have mixed feelings on all of it, to be honest with you, because it's still WWE, and
right.
Whereas it may not be, what it's been in the past,
mm-hmm.
I would imagine it's still got to be a destination. You know what I mean? If anything,
hello,
for the nostalgia.
Hardcore legend Mick Foley. I'd like to title this video WWE, We've Got a Problem, because I think you do. And that problem is that WWE is no longer the place for talent to aspire to. Part of it is because AEW is doing a great job of attracting great talent, proven talent, building other talent, creating storylines, but part of it is a problem of your own making. I think younger talent sees the way that developmental characters are cut or left by the wayside, or in the case of Karrion Kross, greatly watered down and even made a joke of when they debut on the main roster. If it's not broke, don't fix it. If I was an aspiring talent now, big league talent with a major decision to make, I'm not sure that I would trust WWE Creative to do the right thing with my career. You guys did wonders with me back in the day, but that was a different time, different place. If it was today, I'm not sure I would trust the powers to be with my career in their hands. Nope. Until that changes, WWE, you've got a problem.
Those are his characters also. I know
that creative
was unbelievable back then, but
how much had to do with
Mick,
like creative
you were Dude Love, you were Mankind, you were Cactus Jack. So let's watch out.
Creative wasn't with you on top of the Hell in a Cell when you tell Mark Calloway to throw you.
Hug me off this. Yeah. No, he's not wrong. There has been a drastic change for the worse when it comes to that. For the people, again, that don't watch wrestling, imagine if you're in the NFL, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you've developed this Aaron Rodgers persona, this Tom Brady persona, how T.O., everyone remembers Terrell Owens?
Yeah.
The persona like that. Imagine, like, you're making awesome money. You're winning Super Bowls and everything, and now your boss comes to you and says, you know what, though, man? We don't really see what we can do with you. I don't know. You're not really it. And then cut you. Or you do all that and you're an Aaron Rodgers and they go, all right, here's what we're going to do, though.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what we're going to do. We're gonna trade you to the Cowboys and you're going to throw left-handed and you're going to be a running back.
Right.
What do you think? Right. And you're going to have a Fu Manchu mustache. That's what WWE is doing. So anybody that's like a credible pro wrestler that has, you know, that likes the wrestling aspect, like you see with Bryan Danielson or an Adam Cole, they go to AEW because they can do their own creative stuff as opposed to having a silly, you know, gimmick saddled on them, like, you know, having Aaron Rodgers be a running back, throw left-handed, be on the Cowboys, that type of stuff.
Scoots Magoots in Twitch says Vince is completely micromanaging everything. That's who he is. Khan is doing it right, letting talent do storylines and expanding with the writers he's got. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's only a matter of time before WWE fixes something, because they always usually do. It's just whether or not they are willing to. They can. We don't know this. There's a new NXT that's debuting next week, and watch. It'll end up being the coolest damn thing, and we'll all be like, oh, all right, this isn't that bad. I'm going to eat crow because it's going to be awful, but... It's cool. It's a good time to be a wrestling fan, man.
Jalopy is right. AEW respects the fans, whereas WWE... has no interest.
They have no respect for the fans. What's funny is that you can see that they have such little respect for the fans, WWE, that they're still trying to pump in noise and boos and cheers, and it's causing the fans to do, like, the reverse, like a revolt. Almost what happened with a Daniel Bryan, where they were like... No, Daniel Bryan, you don't like him. He's little and he's no good.
Mm-hmm.
And you hate him. Boo! And the crowd's like, none of us are booing.
Yeah, we
are. None of us are booing. Drown that out.
Oh, they pipe. That's hilarious.
And that's a WWE thing. Nobody chants Goldberg. Goldberg.
But they pipe it in,
Just piped in.
That's hilarious.
Yes.
Twitch.tv/KRockCNY. I don't have any more wrestling stuff planned for today. I saw that video going around, and you know, obviously we can keep beating on WWE every day because every day they do something dumb. But
all right, and when
a Mick Foley comes out and says something,
right, and when also an AEW has continuously for a year and a half, every show they put on has got something that happens that's good. Like last night was just a regular, it was their version of, you know, like a Monday Night Raw.
Yeah.
And it was awesome. They're rarely bad.
Yeah.
And as a wrestling fan, that's what I like.
Does it bottom out? Do you think that they can only do so much? I mean, after they've acquired all the talent and they have all these big surprises, then what?
I'm sure there will be some type of, you know, I don't know, down period. Mm-hmm. But there'll be times when it's like, I don't know, man, AEW's been kind of stale for a couple months.
Yeah.
But hopefully that's when all of a sudden they do something like you see this past weekend where they're like, all right. Are there rumblings that we're boring?
Just to get things back, yeah, back and interested.
And Khan's rich enough to go, okay, fine. Because there's going to be other blows that, maybe not wrestling-wise, like talent that can wrestle, but there's going to be bigger blows. There's going to be, and I'm sure it won't be a John Cena, but there's going to be an AEW brings in a John Cena type deal.
Yeah.
At some point. It's just going to happen.
Well, who is he? I mean, who would be a star at that level? The Rock?
I'm trying to think of
Undertaker.
The couple guys I like that Cena. Would be untouchable. I have a feeling maybe The Rock, but I can't. I don't know, man. They might be loyalists, WWE. Like,
yeah, because
Undertaker's never showing up on AEW.
Yeah.
Ever. I don't.
Because he doesn't need to. Like, these guys have.
I wish that would be awesome.
They've lived there. They've done their career. And now they're retired. They don't need. I mean, The Rock is a movie star now. He doesn't need this.
Yeah. Like a Shawn Michaels, I don't think would ever need to show up there to do anything.
Yeah.
Stone Cold. Well, if you want to keep,
I mean, but again, they got so much. They might be loyal.
Thank you to the baseball writers, all but one of you, who voted for me. I fell in love with the Yankees. You know, I was watching games in the summer with my grandmother, Dorothy Connors, who is here today, in West Milford, New Jersey. And I played wiffle ball in our yard in full Yankee pinstripes, pretending to be Dave Winfield. You know, there was only one thing in my life I wanted to be, and that was a shortstop for the New York Yankees. And now I'm a Yankee forever. And without question, you know, you helped me get here today as much as any individual I've mentioned. You know, you can't be fooled. You know, you're passionate, you're loyal, knowledgeable, vocal, challenging, and supporting. You know, there's a huge responsibility that comes with wearing a Yankee uniform. You know, just because you have it on doesn't guarantee you anything. You know, you have to earn it. You know, you demanded I earned it. Every single day, whether it's during the season or in the off season, I felt as though I was representing you and I was representing all of New York. I did that in the best possible way I knew how. And I wanted to prove to you I belong, and you kept pushing me to prove it over and over again. I was always most comfortable on the field, especially at Yankee Stadium, playing in front of you. And I wanted you to be able to count on me. And to this day, especially right now in this moment, I still represent you. And it's been one of the greatest honors of my life.
Good morning. This is the show. You're listening to K-Rock. Derek Jeter inducted into the Hall of Fame. Yeah.
Derek!
I gotta say, man.
Derek Jeter!
First of all, did they sell tickets to that?
Oh, no. You misspoke. You said I gotta say, Derek Jeter! Derek Jeter! Sorry.
Oopie says, count those rings, Coco.
I can't count that high.
But I count. I'm a Braves fan. I got one.
Yeah.
My one diamond ring shines just as bright in the noonday sun. I don't know how that works. Like I said, I a failure as a Braves fan, didn't go to the couple of enshrinements that I wanted to go to.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. Lottie would know.
Yeah, I mean, those of you who were there, yeah, yesterday must have been a madhouse in Cooperstown.
People say it was free.
Yeah, it looks like it was free, Sarah says, but why is there not more people there? Like, there looks like there's maybe a couple hundred people. Is it because it's rainy? Is it because it's Cooperstown? Did you take school buses in? There's a bunch of buses lined up in the back.
I mean, yeah, maybe, probably from up or from down there or whatever. But
we bust a bit from the Bronx.
But the biggest news, besides Derek Jeter showing up, was that Michael Jordan and Patrick Ewing showed up. Was Charles Barkley there?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't want any of it.
So, Jordan flies into Griffiths, and then he must have driven down to Cooperstown. Patrick Ewing was there.
Yeah, I don't know how that works. If they get into, like, is it Griffiths or is it?
No, like they flew into Griffiths.
Oh, there's down the city, and then they take a fancy car.
No, from what I understand, they flew into Griffiths, and obviously they probably have, like, you know,
That's cool.
Private planes, right?
That's pretty neat.
I mean, it was cool. You had a decent size amount of people showing up.
It'd be cool to see, like, the planes, like, coming in, like, from, you know what I mean? Like, if you're right in that little area, if there's, like, three or four private planes,
it's
probably a neat sight. I don't know. That's cool. And all that stuff, it's cool that we have that here. Like, you know what I mean? Well, that's what? Hour and a half drive.
It is really cool.
The Boxing Hall of Fame, which you wouldn't really think is, like, yeah, I don't, who cares about boxing? Yeah, that's fine. You don't have to like boxing, but it's the Hall of Fame. So we get all the people that
people
get inducted.
Will show up.
So it's like Tyson and Muhammad Ali was there at one point.
Yeah.
Evander Holyfield and, you know, Oscar De La Hoya was there.
Like, names come through.
Yeah, there was a whole bunch of people.
Lottie, go ahead and drop a ban on that name. I don't want to risk it. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I don't know what that is, bro. You're not speaking English, and I don't know what you're about to do, so
I'll like
drop
you.
A ban on you.
Best friends later.
I mean, it was cool. I loved it. Nothing against, you know, our local sports guys. But there were a couple local sports guys who were, like, trying to interview Michael Jordan.
Ew,
and
why?
Like, why? Guys, they're not going to do your interview.
Right, what?
Excuse me, Mr. Jordan.
What?
You know, I'm Michael Jordan.
What?
All right, I'm here for Derek Jeter.
What are you doing here, Mr. Jordan?
Yeah, I have no interest in speaking to any of you.
Mr. Jordan, are you going to go across the street to the diner with a large, thick cheeseburger?
Mr. Jordan, you're going to go get the Cooperstown Diner Burger.
Mr. Jordan, big old thick cheeseburger. You're going to go across the street, Mr. Jordan. Don't you have your seat, Mr. Jordan?
Oh, my God.
Hell, that
God.
Was Mr. Jordan. He's not answering.
Click on Oopie's text. Look at Michael Jordan's private jet, dude.
Let me see.
That's what flew into Griffiths yesterday.
Yeah, see, that would be baller.
It's got Jumpman on the tail, dude. Look at
it. Looks like
that.
It's like a shoe.
Dude. Like, Michael Jordan rich is another kind of rich.
Man, he's so cool.
There he is, dude.
Michael Jordan's the... Look at him.
315-364-109-KROQ text line.
You think he went over and did a little... Little Jurassic Park?
What?
You think he went over?
To Vernon Downs?
A little Jurassic Park?
I mean,
you think he did a little Jurassic Park?
I don't know if Michael Jordan even needs... I mean, he gambles.
I was going to say...
He ain't playing the penny slots like us.
Come on, Mike.
Hey, come on. I
need my glasses. I don't know. I bet he's over there.
Twitch.tv/KROQCNY.
He's a douche, but he's the coolest human that's in existence.
Who, Michael Jordan?
Right?
Yeah.
Mikey Jordan.
Like, to be in his universe is a whole nother thing.
Just to hang out for a little while. I mean, you got to be rich because to even hang with him, he seems like you got to keep up with him. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, he still goes hard, doesn't he?
Oh, I bet. Yeah.
Well, here, quickly, as long as we're talking basketball, and we've irritated somebody for talking too much sports, I guess. I don't know. There's, like, every sport is happening right now, sir. I apologize.
You love it. Wiener butt stuff. There you go.
Wiener, butt stuff, food, yes, all of that. Now listen, we talk about wrestling and sports because, A, wrestling's having a big resurgence right now, and sports, like, all of it's happening right now.
That's what's happening, bro.
But LeBron, enough.
What'd my boy do?
Enough!
What'd the GOAT do?
He's going to remake the movie House Party. Remember Kid and Play?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know, I wasn't the biggest fan of that. So I don't care. Go ahead. It's going to make money. You know what I mean?
But
so,
it's like, dude.
So go ahead.
LeBron.
It's just what...
No one's asking for your acting.
No, this is what everyone's doing now. They're just remaking stuff that's... They're not even being sneaky with it. They're just like, you know that movie? I want to act in that because I am an actor now. So I'm going to make movies. You know what I mean?
Yes.
That's all he's doing.
So the director said it's a fresh look, but more of the same kind of storyline, same elements, different characters, whole different generation. We have a similar storyline, but it's just a new age, a fresh spin on it for sure.
Hmm.
Man, no, was anybody looking for this?
I feel like no one's even looking for the old
one. No one's looking for the original House Party.
No.
So it'd be like, I really got to have that movie come back.
And
I really need to see it. I need to see LeBron's take on House Party.
Right, and if you are looking for, you know, if you're like trying to explain to your kids or something, then no, this movie, you guys don't understand. You would put it in the original probably watch for an hour, and then your kids go, this is lame.
Well, it already happened with Space Jam.
Yeah.
I was like, you guys, Space Jam is so good. And we put it on, and we watched it with LeBron, and they're like, yeah, it's all right.
Thanks. It was a movie.
Yeah, it was a movie.
We watched it in the summer.
But guys, he's with the Toons. And they're like, we don't know who the Toons are. That's not a thing that we watch.
It's the Michael Jordan thing, like from before.
Like Bugs Bunny? We don't know who that
Bradley?
Is. We don't know who those are, Dad. We don't know who that
Bugs
is.
Bradley? What?
Yeah, we don't know who that is.
Dad, do we have to put you in a home already?
No, but he's like the Toons. He goes, Oh, guys,
whatever.
It's a whole explanation.
Whatever. You're not fit for the Toon Squad. Ugh, ride the pine.
Yeah, thanks.
Huh?
And then Bill Murray shows up. We don't know who Bill Murray is, Dad. What is going on?
From the Ghostbusters?
Come on. We don't know who Ghostbusters is.
Huh?
What?
What about Bob?
What? You're right.
Yeah, what about him?
Who's Bob? What about him? I don't know what you're talking about. Gah! Just please.
Rattles their empty drink cups at you. Dad,
go refill my water.
Get a drink real quick.
We will talk food. Coming up out of the break, we'll get into the food talk because they surveyed 7,000 Americans and asked how many hot dogs they could eat in 10 minutes. I don't know why. I don't know why that was a question.
I did it this summer. I had like two.
Yeah, that's you.
I'm good. Done for the year.
That's you.
Done for the year.
I ate one cold last night for my bedtime snack.
That's okay. Like not like right out of the package?
No, it was already been on the grill.
Then it was just
in the fridge waiting for leftovers. I had one of those.
That's fine then.
And I was doing cold French fries with ranch. Not a bad option.
Depending on the fry.
Not a bad option.
A lot of times if they get cold to me, they taste too stale.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, so there was some stuff going on. Ahoy, hoy, yeah. All right, thank you for checking in. This is K-Rock. Yep. Text line, Josh, you ate a hot dog before bed? Were you farting all night?
I might have been.
You'd have to ask my wife, probably. It was probably a disaster.
Farting, spraying little bits of fecal matter all over his underpants.
I know. Those were my leftovers yesterday, Cody. I shared with you the doctor who said, listen, you got to wear underpants to bed because otherwise you're getting little poop particles in your bed all night.
That I can't even imagine. I wish we could do a study to see what sprays out of your butt when you have You have. I need to see that.
No, I don't.
We need to get like a scientist and like hold a thing down there. And when you're ready to roll, you can be like, all right, I'm ready. And you pull down your pants and like, you know, get your butthole real close.
Can you imagine?
Brap and have at it. And then he goes back to the scientist's lab and.
Could you imagine?
Comes back with that.
You've dedicated your life to science.
Yeah, and that's the call you get.
No. Go down, and then when this guy's ready to fart, you're going to hold an instrument near his butthole.
Hey, Carl, you want to go down and do a science experiment on this radio show?
No, I don't want to.
No, but I mean, I will. Cool. The host is flatulent.
He's a very gassy boy.
If you could use a term to describe him, it would be extravagant flatulent. And we need you to hold this that catches particles,
if you will. Yeah, all right, I'll go down there.
Right up against his butthole. We need you to leave toot sweet.
He gets, that's the job you get if you lose your fantasy league at the scientist place.
Yeah, oh, my God.
You got to go do the fart call.
That would be funny. You got to go do the fart guy. Oh.
All right. So, Labor Day marks the end of hot dog season, which I didn't even know there was such a thing as hot dog season, because hot dogs are good all year round for me.
I didn't know there was a season for it.
I love a delicious Hoffman.
If you want to have a dog, you eat a dog.
Or a Nathan's, if you will.
It's not like they're not available year round.
The occasional Hebrew National. Depends on where we're at.
A nice, what's it? Sabret. Yeah, there you go.
Sabret.
Sadly, there are so many different kinds of hot dogs.
There's so many.
It's unbelievable.
There's so many. And they all vary. It's the strangest thing. It's like, what are we doing here?
Oopie says it's always wiener season. Well, I mean,
at your mom's house, right?
Yeah, your mom, yeah.
So they said, they asked 7,000 Americans, how many hot dogs could you eat in 10 minutes?
I mean, I always, after the fact, am a little disappointed that we didn't do the hot dog eating contest that they did here to try to go over to eat them there.
I don't want to do that. It's gross.
Only because of they didn't really take it seriously, anybody here. And then when, like, Baldwin did it. He tried it, but he only ate like four.
It's a lot harder than you think to eat that many wieners.
No, it is, but I think you could do it. I would have liked to have at least attempted because it's gross.
I couldn't compete at a I couldn't compete at a level like Taste of Syracuse does.
I bet you
I'm
could.
Not dunking and eating dogs.
Yeah, you are.
Because the weird thing about hot dogs
yeah.
is the sodium gets to me after a little bit. Like, well, I'll get two or three down, I'll be like, that's just too much sodium.
That's why in your Dunkie cup is a fruit punch.
That's gross. I'm going to throw up just thinking about it.
I'd do it. Let's do it, man. Me versus you. The great hot dog off.
I know I could beat you because...
Oh, can you?
Yeah, because you don't like hot dogs.
No, they're disgusting.
Yeah.
But I'll take you down. Yeah. I'll take you down to Chinatown.
You'll start eating hot dogs.
It's going to be in the Dunkie cup.
And I'll just be like, you don't even know it's in that dog, bro. And you're just eating it.
Dunkie cup. That's all I keep thinking. Yep. Mm-hmm. Fruit punch. I'm going to dunk my bun right in there. Nice and soggy bun.
Dunk it in some milk, maybe.
No, I don't want milk. That's not sweet.
Coconut water.
Oh, well, not bad. Not bad.
The great dog off. Yeah, the great dog off, man.
Maybe a lemonade.
So, 26%. These are people's answers. 26% said one or two. That's it?
Yeah, man. Yeah.
And then 24% said three or four. I'm probably in the three or four category.
I can see that.
Because I want to enjoy it. It depends on how hungry I am.
And how readily available they are.
Like, if it's a Nathan's dog, God, there's so many different hot dog variations.
I was going to say, there's a lot that goes into
this. Like, I'm picturing, like, a Hoffman's is a big dog.
Yeah.
So that's going to vary how many of those I can get down. Is it New England style roll or is it standard roll?
I like New England.
I like New England.
My problem is that every time, as soon as I muster up the courage to eat a hot dog, where, you know, I'll grill them and make them and for people, you know, with burgers and dogs and all that, you know, because other people have other tastes. Yeah. And I'll see it and I'll go, damn it, you know what, man? I'm putting this bun on the grill.
Yeah.
I'm going to have myself a hot dog.
Yeah.
And this, you know, I think I could get into eating hot dogs. I get halfway through it and I'm like, I don't want any more of this hot dog.
Yeah.
Literally for the rest of my life, I don't want any more of this hot dog.
I'm trying to think if I have a food that is like that for me.
Where you trick yourself sometimes?
Where I think that, I mean...
Power of persuasion gets you too much? Because that's usually what it is for me. I'll be cooking them too much and seeing them all summer to where I'm like...
I'm going to eat that.
It looks like a thing I'm going to want to eat. I like baseball games and summertime activities.
Let me get one of those. Hot dog.
I'm going to shove that wiener in my mouth.
Yeah, you are.
I'm going to gobble that down.
Yeah, you are.
And then I get like halfway through and it's I can barely choke it down. It's hard to get more than half of a wiener in your mouth.
I know it is, bud. No, I just don't know that I have a food. I have beverages like that. I have grape soda. Grape and orange soda do that to me, where I'm like, if I see somebody having grape soda, I'll be like, oh my God, I haven't had grape soda in so long. I got to get some of that.
Eat this, and then you crack it.
And then I put like two drinks on, and I go, all right.
Give a little.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, that grape soda, man, that is delicious. I haven't had this in forever. All right, I'm sick of this.
Yeah, it's exactly. The third sip is like, this is the worst beverage I've ever had in my life.
Well, this is not refreshing.
Which is weird because I love all things grape flavored.
Yeah.
But grape soda, something, man. I'll get going and I'm like, nah, you don't want this.
That fake grape is something
else.
It's the best. And it's good.
What's better, fake grape or fake watermelon?
Oh, that's not fair. I really like fake watermelon, though. Like, a lot.
Fake grape, fake watermelon, fake banana.
I like fake, because I like a fake banana, but I think I like a fake grape more than a fake banana and a fake watermelon more than both.
Mm-hmm.
And then that real fake raspberry more than all three of them.
Ooh, fake raspberry. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
Like hard candy fake raspberry?
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like that Jolly Rancher raspberry.
I'm thinking of Grandma's Candy Dish raspberry, dude.
Yep. Yeah.
I'm going to say fake grape takes the leader for me.
That's fine. I like that.
Did Kool-Aid ever try to make a fake banana Kool-Aid? That's kind of my litmus test. Is like, did Kool-Aid try this yet?
I bet there was. Remember, because you can go. Remember, we went on the Kool-Aid thing, and there was a bajillion flavors, and there was some like regional stuff.
Yeah,
maybe not banana. I bet there was a like a piña colada style.
And I think a lot of you who are texting in fake bananas gross. It's because you ate. You drank that, what is it, the 99?
Yeah, 99 bananas.
99 bananas booze, and that ruined the flavor for you.
Yeah, what is this?
Some of us who are responsible just enjoy delicious Runtz candy from time to time.
Don't what? You have the thing that makes slushies, don't you, at your house, like snow cones?
Maybe we do.
Do you?
Yeah, why?
It's just big gallons of things that you can make, like slushies.
Why, you want slushies?
I didn't until I saw all of these flavors you can do.
Slushies? Dude, it's funny that you bring that up. That is another one that will get me. I'll see people drinking slushies, and I'll go, I'm going to get a slushie. And then I do it, and I go, this is nothing.
Like, nah.
What do you see? Fake banana Kool-Aid.
Oh, first of all, oh, man, do you remember Incrediberry Kool-Aid?
No, what's in that one?
It was a strawberry raspberry.
Does it not exist anymore?
Oh, it's old. This is old. Oh. But this right here, banana splash.
Yeah, Gris just said the same thing in Twitch.
I want to try that. You can get it as a Kool-Aid jam. Oh, it's a lemonade.
You're going to burst somebody with that.
Oh.
I don't got a burster. You're not getting bursted right now. Okay. Right now.
I got to look. Oh, man. See, we did this before, and now it's ruining me again. But I didn't see these ones. This is all sorts of nostalgia. It's the... Wait, now it says it's the return... Oh, this is 2014, so these are gone. Like, the old, like, Purple Source Rex. Of Kool-Aid. Purple Source Rex. They've kept Sharkleberry Finn. That's still available.
You can get Sharkleberry Finn.
But it's cousins. Purple Source Rex. Great Blue Dini.
Oh. Bam. What?
From here on out, I demand you call me only Pink Swamingo.
Pink Swamingo. What is that? The pink lemonade or something?
A cherry watermelon Kool-Aid mix.
You know why I love show bros and show girls? It's because of texts like this. Because we're all on the same page.
Yeah.
Like, there's big problems in the world, and we're all like, yeah, but this is...
Yeah, but where can I get Rocket Isle Red?
Yeah, like, this is the kind of text. This comes from Barrett's Detailing Barn on the text line.
Alrighty.
Quote, I've been liking mango-flavored things lately. Okay. It's gaining on strawberry.
Oh.
That's the kind of conversations we like to have.
Yeah, but how, like, if it's that water gun game where the guy's on the horse, and it's going across the board... And strawberries up here, where's mango? That's what I want to know. How much has it gained? You know what I mean?
You might not believe this. I don't like fake strawberry. Now, I like fake strawberry hard candies.
I was just going to say.
The exception.
So we're spitting that back into Grandma's candy dish?
No, Grandma's candy dish has the hard candy strawberry with the jelly in the middle. I like that fake strawberry.
I do like that.
But if you give me a strawberry soda, you ever have that?
Yes. Real sweet.
It's like, yeah.
Yeah, really sweet.
Ugh, so gross.
No, that's, what the hell is it? Those Goya sodas. I went through a string where I very much enjoyed, and I would still get back into it to this day if I really wanted to, coconut soda down the Goya aisle in the grocery store. Coconut soda is the bomb. And they have a variable mix of other ones, like a strawberry
soda. Did you accidentally forget to say is garbage, or did you really say it's the bomb?
No, it's dumb.
Coconut sucks.
It is all a dat and a bag of chips.
So you get the coconut soda. Does it taste more like fake coconut in like on like
no, it tastes
snowballs
like,
or like the water you like?
Hmm.
Or like the banana boat. Like, whenever I taste coconut, I just, like, it tastes like suntan lotion.
Yeah, I would say the suntan lotion one, because it's light. It's not too sweet. It's very light and gentle. It's like I'm sitting on a nice tropical beach.
Get in the boat, the banana boat. Come and drink a big cup of banana boat.
And if that banana boat had a Goya coconut soda, sign me up.
Or, like, Faygo does it, too, where they're like, you want a pineapple soda, and you're like, no, I don't.
Those are too sweet. Those are crazy. Where they're like, yeah, but... How blue do you want blue raspberry to be? Real blue? Like, you want to taste blue? Yeah. All right. Here you go.
And can we Fagel, just for a second discuss? All right.
Okay.
I'm going to sound really dumb.
Probably not.
But this is not a new thing for the show on camera.
See, we're aware of you.
I sound dumb most times. Cody, I ask you, as a friend, to not judge me on this question.
Yeah, no promises whatsoever.
Can I get blue raspberries in nature? Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of blue raspberry flavors.
I didn't immediately want to dismiss you as an idiot.
Because now you're thinking it, aren't you? Is there a part of the world I go out and I get a blue raspberry off of a bushery shrub?
I was trying to think if they just try to pass off blackberry as blue raspberry, but no, I don't really know how that works. I think it's a mix of blueberry and raspberry, I think. You know what I mean? The two flavors. I think. I don't know.
I don't know what it is either. I'm specifically thinking about blow pops, like raspberry. The blue raspberry blow pop.
Yeah.
That flavor. Does that exist in nature?
No. Then, you can get you some gummies, though, apparently.
Man, we're messing with God. I'll tell you what.
No, there's no such thing in nature as a blue raspberry. Even if you find a blue raspberry, you should probably not eat it.
But I'm going to eat it.
Thanks, Google. All right, then.
Yeah, okay. So, Oopie, someone want to tell Josh about food coloring?
No.
I get that food coloring exists, Oopie, but how do you, you can't just invent a flavor?
Wait.
Like blue raspberry.
This doesn't even make sense.
What?
It was developed by Icy, and it took place alongside the red cherry as a signature flavor. It had an artificial raspberry flavor, but was colored by some blue. So,
they just called it blue raspberry?
The color of the blue raspberry flavor was strongly inspired by the blue color that is part of the Icy brand. So it was almost like a chicken and an egg, and they're like, yeah, but...
Do it.
You know what I mean? It's like, well, wait, that doesn't tell me which came first. So they developed it, but then they named it after it, but it was already named.
Because, like, okay.
This is very confusing.
If I say to anybody listening right now, if I say the words blue raspberry, you can muster that flavor. You know what that flavor is.
Yeah.
But it's not a real thing. It was invented.
Yeah.
So why can't I invent a flavor?
Because they're done.
They're not. All right, guys, we're done with flavors.
That's it.
All right, we're done with flavors.
There's no
we're all done. We did them all. We got them all done.
I think all the mixes are left. That's all over.
But I want to invent one.
Go ahead and let's see if you can. I bet you anything you say would be incorrect.
Because I know that there's giant corporations working to make new flavors all the time, but I want to beat them to the punch. If somebody could invent blue raspberry, I can invent something.
All right, go ahead.
I'm not talking like a strawberry banana. I'm not talking that.
Okay, but like what? Because that's already a flavor.
I don't know. I need to dedicate my life to this.
You're dedicating it to science of flavors?
I'm announcing right now I am leaving the show on K-Rock to dedicate my life to the science of flavors.
Ben Riley's like, Josh, hi.
What?
Ben Riley enters the chat. That's what he does for a living.
Yeah, but
mixes
Ben,
some flavors together.
I want to make my own flavor, though. At a level. And I'm not doing some half-assed, you know, I'm not doing this half-assed.
I would like a nice...
I want a blue raspberry level flavor.
I'd like a nice blueberry watermelon, if you could do that for me. That's not too sweet and not too... I don't want it to have either of the fake tastes. I want it to have the taste of Maine, wild Maine blueberries, the smaller ones. Those blueberries, and then a light watermelon, please.
I don't think that's a good combo.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are you the one that's
trying to
be the money for the research and
I'm
development?
Trying to be.
Because I'm the one putting it up. You're just a scientist doing the research.
I'm trying to be.
You take the goddamn money, and you get in your basement, and you make me a product.
Text line. I'm going to immediately forget this text so that you can't take any of the money.
Uh-huh.
Purple watermelon. Dude.
What do you mean? Like that fake
like
grape,
a
but a watermelon?
Watermelon, bro? Grapey watermelon. Grapey melly.
Grapey melly?
Oh, my God. Grapey melly.
I feel like that's probably a thing.
Nah, it's not, though. Is grapey melly a flavor?
That's probably what pink patent swamingo
pending.
Is.
No, patent pending.
Let me see.
Patent pending. If you take grapey purple, melly, I'll see your ass in court.
Purple watermelon. Let me see. I'll see your ass in court.
I'll see your ass in court.
Ooh.
What is it? Don't. Who's got it?
It is a thing, and they are beautiful. Look at you,
hold
sons
on
of
a
bitches.
Second. What are you talking about? They're beautiful.
Look at these.
Let me see it.
Look at that.
Oh. No, that's not
free
real.
Free shipping. Hold on, let me get
there's
another.
There's not
picture.
A real purple flavored watermelon.
Look at
it. It doesn't exist.
Yeah.
That's Photoshop.
Look at how colorful
that's
they are.
Photoshop.
Look at that. There's a blue one.
You're getting duped.
That
there's
one's green.
No way that's a real thing.
That one's magenta.
There's no, they're just putting food coloring in watermelons.
Dunes. Where's Dunes? Dunes, I want colored watermelons. Is this for reals?
No, this is why I'm cutting them out of my flavor business.
They're full of trash.
He's
come
so
on,
easily
let me
tricked.
Product and development.
No, he's so easily tricked.
Oh.
You guys can just send him a photo and he thinks it's real.
I found this myself. I do my own research.
Hold
thank
on.
You.
What wacky mojo say in Twitch?
It's
Have you guys seen the blue bananas? They're called ice cream bananas. If that's a real thing, I'm leaving right now.
Where are you going?
To get ice cream bananas.
Well, is this going to be like that thing where everyone's all balls to the wall for cotton candy grapes? Because that ain't it. I already forgot what I'm Googling.
What happened there, bud?
What?
Your brain turn off?
Yep.
For a minute?
I'm not going back. I'm just going to let you get there.
I'm going to let Cody. Okay.
Purple bananas. Nope. Ice cream bananas. No.
Yeah.
There it is.
There you go. He got there, dude.
I put my hands on the keyboard and went, oh, wait a minute.
Texline, you can keep sending me your flavor inventions and I'm going to steal all of them.
Just steal them. Ice cream bananas. No, like bananas.
I'm
going to
steal all of them.
Ice cream bananas. Oh, yes. Yeah, so they taste like ice cream. Well, that's interesting.
Where can I get them, though?
Can I just have some banana ice cream? I don't know. Doesn't really say.
Mangberry, mango and raspberry, text line says. Stolen.
That's got to be. Stolen. All of these are flavors at like a Jamba Juice. You know what I mean?
Like the combo flavors?
Yeah. Yeah, they got to be. I like your purple Melly, though.
Purple Melly might be my invention.
A fake grape flavored watermelon.
Fake watermelon combo.
Yeah.
Ben, start looking into that, please. Ben. I don't have any money to pay you.
Ben.
I can't afford you right now, Ben, but just go ahead, just look it up, though.
Come on. Hit up the old library during public hours. A little Dewey Decimal System, 3.009824 down the right aisle.
Wow. Did you see the Bean Boozled has, what's their new flavor? Liver and onions. What's wrong with those people? What's wrong with those Jelly Belly psychopaths? What are you doing over there, guys?
Dude, that, man, we've done some stuff. And that's, those were.
They're so gross.
Vile.
The vomit ones and the sock ones. They're so gross.
Yeah,
And somebody has to dial that formula in.
Those were vile, dude. The fish one.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what the frick, man. Oh, God.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Lovely Rosa's on the phone. Roya!
Hey!
Rosa's very traveled. Somebody was texting this morning asking where have Joe and Rosa been. Rosa's here every Thursday with us on the phone, but she's very busy. She's all over the place. You're in Florida right now.
I am, but, you know, I'm never too busy for you. I got in at midnight, didn't, you know, even get to my hotel till 1 a.m. And let me tell you, I still would get up to talk to you guys because you're the best.
That's love. That's love right there.
Rhonda, we were talking. Your check's in the mail.
First of all, how is air travel? Are people out of their minds?
You know, I have been very fortunate. I've been air traveling quite a bit, you know, in recent months. And it hasn't been too bad. Yesterday, though, on my second flight, the air conditioning is, like, not working on the plane. Everyone's dying, right? No. And this lady thinks she's going to bring in, and I'm not a person that cares about the service animals or your support peacock. I really don't care. I don't care. It doesn't bother me. I'm not affected by it. You can sit next to me. I just zone out, okay?
Yeah.
Especially because when I'm not traveling with my kid and, like, my dad who gets confused and, like, it really, it's very hard to bother me. Mm-hmm. I have a book in my hand and no one's asking me anything.
Right.
You can bring your support donkey and sit it right next to me. Okay. So this lady comes in. I mean, the size of her dog stroller, her dog bed, her dog carrier.
No.
And they're like, ma'am, you can't bring this on the airplane.
Yeah.
She didn't, like, flip out, but she was just like, no, I definitely need to do that. So excuse me. Like, nobody was yelling or screaming, but she told them it was a baby. So she had the dog swaddled like a baby, and that it was the baby stroller. And then they believed her.
What?
And so they said, oh, okay, we'll help you with your baby thing. Until finally one lady was like, that is not a baby. And then everybody's like, it's not a baby, it's a baby, it's not a baby. So, like, I was sitting up in the front of the plane, and I can't hear what's going on, but I'm hearing someone go, is it a baby or not? And the lady's like, apparently not. And we're all like, what's happening? So our flight was, like, delayed to take off for 40 minutes because of baby gate.
Oh,
who knows?
Dude, dude.
How is that even a discussion? It takes one glancing view to go, nope, dog.
Yeah, I wouldn't survive an hour in Rosa's life. Rosa's life is so insane to me.
You didn't just claw their eyes out.
The people that like cross paths with Rosa on a daily basis, a woman pretending her dog is a baby and no one doubting it until they had to realize it wasn't a baby.
It's literally what you see nowadays in memes where it's like, no, this is a baby. And you're like, no, it's a dog. Well, no, it's a baby. No, it's clearly a dog. Well, I've done my research and it's a baby. We're like, no, it's a dog. Well, agree
my
to disagree.
My dog identifies as a baby. Yeah.
So, Rosa, what's the outcome? Do they kick the dog baby off the plane or they just fly with it?
No. Dog baby was allowed to come. All of dog baby's paraphernalia.
Yeah.
Needed to be checked under the plane. Yeah. Your baby doesn't get a seat, a stroller, a carrier, a bag, right?
That makes sense. Yeah. Swaddle.
But nobody really gives a woman with a baby, because I traveled with, Rocco's first trip was when he was 8 weeks old. Yeah. I mean, he has his own frequent flyer number. And, they really are very nice to moms. They really try not to be like, hey, you can't have an extra bag. No, they're like, people, they really do. Most airlines are so nice to moms, So they probably are so afraid of upsetting and offending someone, right? Their jobs are on the line, that they're like, oh, that's an extremely hairy baby with a snout, but okay, ma'am, that's your baby. I don't know. It's really, it was crazy. But I'm sure crazier things happen, but Rosa, you're right. My best friend says to me all the time, Rosa, why do all these people cross your path?
I don't get it. And it's like, what has happened to us as a society that we're also worried about upsetting each other,
right?
That we're going to see a dog wrapped in a blanket that's a baby, I guess.
And no, it's a dog. But go, well, you swaddle it like a goddamn burrito, the dog. Yeah. I don't care. But then just go, all right, I got to check all of this. And I'm weird.
Yeah.
Here's my dog swaddled like a burrito, but that's fine because I'm just going to hold it. Don't then go, it's a baby, I'm going to take it out and let it supple on my nipple. Don't you know what I mean? This ain't happening.
100%. Shrubro Hammer says it. Dog baby. Add it to the wheel of tattoos. Yep. Put it on the list right now. I want a dog face swaddled in a blanket.
Yep, just swaddle in a blanket.
Dog baby.
I want to see
my
dog
gosh.
Baby. Dude.
Oh, that was a brutal flight. It was brutal. It was just, oh my gosh. You get off the plane and you're just like, I don't know. And I'm not much of a germaphobe, but planes are so horrible anyway that
yeah,
you
gross.
Add in, really scary germs and, it's just, but I have to say, for the most part, I've had good experiences traveling. So,
with Rosa, what's always amazing to me is it's not like Rosa's just chilling on the couch all day and this is the one big event. The example of going to the grocery store or the example of going to a plane. She's been working 12 hours and she's got to go do this thing, whether it's grocery shopping or flying down to Florida to get keys to a house.
Yeah.
So she's like, all right, I'll get on the plane.
Fine.
And it's not like it's uneventful. Nothing is uneventful for Rosa. It's like, oh, there's a dog baby with a stroller. Of course there is. Why wouldn't there be?
Stealing her piece.
Yeah.
Stealing your piece.
Oh yeah, everyone's stealing my piece. And so I thought last night, you know what? I'm gonna rent a nice car. So I rented a beautiful Mustang convertible 5.0.
Nice.
Thing rumbles like a dream. I'm gonna feel good, okay? I start driving it. It starts raining.
Ugh.
The auto windows are something's wrong with them. I'm driving along the highway. They go up and down on their own, up and down.
Oh my God.
Up and down in the rain.
Oh my God, Rosa. Rosa,
9 o'clock in the morning. I can't call anybody.
I don't want to make anybody paranoid here, but do you ever think that maybe you're on the Truman Show or something? Like somebody's filming you, right? They've got to be.
Sometimes it's got to be. It's got to be. Like I threw a party on Sunday morning, the weather was not going to be good. And I was super bummed. I put so much effort into these birthday parties I throw for my kid.
Mm-hmm.
And, I go down to the gas station to get a bunch of ice for the coolers. And I'm like, it's going to be a good day. It's going to be a good day, Rosa. Don't overthink it. Just go with it. You're going to make it work. And the lady's like, wow, what do you need all that ice for? And I was like, well, my cooler, I'm having a birthday party. And she's like, ooh, you should cancel. It's going to be terrible today.
Screw you.
Someone.
Like, what is your... Bro,
Then I'm so mad, and this guy, this fisherman, right, because it's like a bait and tackle shop.
Yeah.
This fisherman comes by, and I'm loading like 15 bags of ice in my car, and he's like, whoa, you little lady, which now I'm mad. I don't get mad about a lot of things. Little lady.
Yeah, that's a dick move. Right?
It can be very difficult for you to come back from that with me.
Yeah, right.
Like, we aren't cool. Hey, little lady, we do it all that. What do you need all that ice for? And I turn to him and I go, a body. And I just slammed my door and shot it.
Why is it not just a transaction? Right? I'm giving you money. Yeah. You're giving me ice. We go on about our day. No one asked for your opinion on it.
Right.
I should cancel the party?
Yeah.
And it's like...
Yeah. Did you? She canceled
it? Yeah, like, what did this woman expect? Did she expect you to be like, oh my God, you are right. You know what? I'm going to call off my son's birthday party. I didn't think about it until the gas station attendant told me that today the weather's going to be spotty. So now I know.
Yeah. Sorry, son. I'm going to crush my kid's feelings, but, you know, you're right, perfect stranger behind a counter.
Right.
You're right.
Your life.
Anyway, the birthday party ended up going great.
It looked great. It looked great. Everybody looked like they had a great time. But your life, someone's filming it, and it's on a network somewhere. I don't know. I haven't found it, but it's somewhere.
Well, will someone please give me some, you know, residuals from that so I can maybe, oh no, maybe not. If I quit my job and I'm not, you know, delusional tired all the time, I feel like these things wouldn't be as funny.
No, then your life would be boring. But no. Dog baby showing up is... We got to have stuff like that happening. All right, Rosa.
I mean, literally, is it a dog or is it a baby? The conversation wouldn't stop.
I don't know, but I want whatever the tattoo is designed, and I'll talk to Timeless about this. I want it to be the ugliest dog you've ever seen. Like a gnarly face.
Like little snarf teeth.
Like snarf teeth and like a beautiful baby blanket of some kind.
Yeah, like a nice muslin swaddle.
Yeah, exactly. With like a half of an eyeball and a scar on his face, all that. All right, Rosa, we love you. We'll talk to you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Lovely Rosa checking in.
Bye, Rona.
Stop stealing your peace.
Because better new cars really do make better used cars, it only makes sense that a used Toyota from Burdick Toyota is a very smart move. All of our hand-picked pre-owned Toyota models offer terrific value. But when you purchase a Toyota certified used vehicle, you'll be driving home a top-of-the-class used unlike any other. Every Toyota certified used vehicle from Burdick Toyota comes with an exceptional coverage policy, and each vehicle undergoes a rigorous 160-point inspection. Only the best vehicles can receive a Toyota certified seal of approval. Now that you know, drive home your Toyota certified used Corolla, Camry, or RAV4, including hybrid models with 2.49 APR financing for up to 60 months. Find your Toyota certified used in person at Burdick Toyota in Cicero or online at burdicktoyota.com. 2.49 financing through Toyota Financial Services for well-qualified buyers. Not all will qualify. Plus tax, DMV, and 9750 doc fee.
Ends 9/30/21.
Joining us on the line, athletic director to Syracuse University, Mr. John Wildhack. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Hey, Josh. How you doing?
Good. So it's a very busy week. We're going to get into all of that. I got to take a second, though, and talk about QSportsTalk.com. You come from the TV world. We have worked for a couple of years getting this off the ground here at Galaxy Media. Our audience knows it as Twitch. We're talking about QSportsTalk.com. It is a way for our fans of Syracuse Athletics to really get unprecedented coverage, isn't it?
Well, it's great, and it's I love it. It's really innovative. It's creative. You know, our fans literally across the world can access this. It's great working with the team at Galaxy and Ed Levine to launch this. I think we're the only school in the country that has something like this, so it's great. It's great branding for us, and it's kind of fun to do some entrepreneurial things like this.
Yeah, I love it. I think they're doing a great job with it, and of course, you can get all kinds of interviews and exclusive coverage. I know Dino does a show there on Mondays, and you can get the press conferences, all of that. So let's talk Cuse football as we are rolling back into the Dome for what feels like forever, John. I mean, you got to admit, you did this whole thing. We redo the Dome, and then everything gets shut down. People have been waiting to see the inside of this place.
Well, it's amazing because I was thinking of this last night. The last event that we had in the Dome where we had fans, you know, a sizable number, was March 1, 2020. It's our last home basketball game against North Carolina. That's the game that Jimmy Fallon, Brady, and Julian Edelman were at.
Wow.
And that's the last time we had, you know, a large number of fans in the Dome. So to reopen it on Saturday and let our fans experience for the first time is really, really exciting. I think they're going to be, you know, I think they're really going to be pleased by what they see. It just, it looks like a totally different building. It feels like a different building. It's just kind of, you know, it's really transformative. It's just everything's vibrant in there with the lighting, the sound, the center hung scoreboard. We rebranded everything. All new wayfinding throughout the building, new lighting in the concourses, new concessions, touchless concessions, which actually is going to really speed up dramatically the transaction time for our fans. So they'll miss less game time. They can go, it's kind of a grab and go. You get what you want. Boom, you swipe with your card or your Apple Pay, and then you're in and you're out and you're back in the stands. So it's going to be a much more efficient transaction.
On the line, John Wildhack, athletic director of Syracuse University. I did see, I believe it was Pete Sala on the news last night saying, while the Dome will be primarily cash free, they'll have a couple of spots where they can still pay with cash until we get this all worked out, right?
Yeah, we will. We will. So there'll be each concession stand. I think there'll be like one still cash line, but we're really encouraging everyone to go touchless. Again, it's much more efficient. It's much quicker. Most venues across the country are moving to this. We thought it was the right time to do it. We've done the same thing with our ticketing, mobile ticketing. That's really convenient. I transferred 7 of my 8 personal tickets to my family members last night, so I know that works.
Nice.
So it's you know, it's good. It's exciting. And the most important thing is, you know, this is interesting, Josh, because in the summer, the question I got asked by our players more often than anything not is, hey, Mr. Wildhack, are we going to have fans? Are we going to have fans? And I said, yeah, we're going to have fans. Our players really missed our fans. And on Saturday, we need our fans to show up, to be loud, support us. You can have a tremendous impact on the team, on the outcome of the game. The other, I'd encourage everybody to get there early. Because we've got some special things planned to commemorate a really important day in the history of our country, the 20th anniversary of 9/11. We're going to do it. We're going to do it in a very tasteful manner. But I think our fans are going to be in the stands to participate in that as well.
On the line, athletic director to Syracuse University, John Wildhack. Before I let you go, John, I'd have a lot of questions about protocols for Saturday. People asking about their kids, if the kids haven't been vaccinated. They just need that test, right? What are some of the rules we got to follow for Saturday?
Yeah, we just need, if you're 5 or over, you need just proof of negative COVID test. There are a number of places you can get tested in the community. Then we've got pre-screening tents that open Saturday morning. 5 locations at 10 a.m., where you show your proof, your negative test, you get your wristband, then you're cleared to go. And it's everything that we're doing from the protocols is we're doing in concert with Onondaga County Health Department and our public health officials at the university. So this is not something that we've implemented. This is something that, again, we're working really closely with the county health department and with university public health officials. We'll adjust it as necessary from game to game. And we think it's the best way to do it, where we can have fans in the stands, but we also want to emphasize the health and safety of everyone.
It's called the Loud House for a reason. John Wildhack on the line. We place up on Saturday. I keep seeing all this footage of all these other college teams with packed venues. We want to be one of them, right, John?
Absolutely, Josh. You know, we're back and let's go. And we got a, you know, it's a old foe in Rutgers. We've had a lot of battles with them. Saturday is going to be another one. And our 12th man can really be the difference in the game. I really believe that.
I love it. John Wildhack, always a pleasure talking to you, sir. And we'll check in next time.
Thanks, Josh. Good to be with you. Go Orange.
Absolutely, sir. Bye-bye. What was your question here, Bryant? 143 says, Cody, this is in Twitch. Do I play Tom Brady against your Cowboys tonight or play Mahomes against Cleveland? What is your answer to that?
I mean, you don't want to look back and not play Mahomes just because he's Patrick Mahomes.
Mm-hmm.
And he adds that value of rushing yards, too. But Brady, man, it's Brady. So I would not be surprised tonight if Tom Brady had, you know, 200 yards, two touchdowns, two interceptions, you know what I mean? You know, has an off day and they mm-hmm. still win or whatever. But I also would not be surprised if Brady has 350 yards in five touchdowns because it's the Cowboys. And if they're the same porous Cowboys secondary defense, it'll be Brady 30, you know, having four or five touchdowns. But you got to play Patrick Mahomes. It's Patrick Mahomes. You don't want to miss out on Patrick Mahomes doing Patrick Mahomes stuff. You know?
I think your Cowboys completely shut out the Bucs tonight.
Yeah? What do you say? What do you think? 24-0?
I'm going to say 41-0.
41-0?
Yeah.
Cowboys?
Yeah.
All right. You heard it here first.
Yeah.
It's the homer in me that, you know, that keeps saying if, you know, they're good and they're healthy, but it's true. If they stay healthy and play better than they did last year on defense, mm-hmm. which isn't going to be that difficult,
mm-hmm.
they are going to have a very good team, and people are going to be very annoyed with the Cowboys come midseason because they're going to have one of the better offenses in the league, and it's going to be annoying for non-Cowboys fans.
56-0 Cowboys.
56-0 Cowboys. You're hearing it here first.
You're hearing
That's
it.
Not
I mean,
even coming
it.
From me.
You're hearing it. I don't know what to tell you.
That's it. They knock Brady out within what? 2 minutes?
Yeah. I put 10 grand on the game tonight.
Damn right.
10 large.
This guy.
Zippia has...
Whole whiskey business.
Whole, all of it. Making money moves.
Damn right.
This is a Zippia.com list of the best jobs for lazy people, and I don't agree with a lot of this. Like, I'm pretty lazy, all right? When I'm not doing things, I like to be laying on the couch. I like to be laying on my bed watching TV. I'm pretty top lazy. I wouldn't want to do any of these jobs. And I think Zippia is ill-informed with a few of these.
Okay.
Like they said, here's some of the best jobs for lazy people. Video game tester. I don't think that's a lazy job at all. I think you need to document a lot of like...
Yeah, I don't...
You need to pay close attention to the game you're testing.
Yeah, I don't think that's lazy at all. You gotta... And you have to be all techno-savvy and stuff. Yeah. Bug. That is bug.
That is debug.
Debug.
They say this job often is probably not because you have to be very quick-minded, be able to think and see flaws, sometimes even know how to avoid them or troubleshoot. But if you love playing video games, you can take your brand of laziness and make a career out of it.
I don't know, but man. I mean, that's kind of a douchey,
yeah, like you don't know
dickish way to say.
Yeah, you're just you're a boomer who doesn't know what a video game tester does. Well, that's not an easy job.
Might as well take your lazy ass and make some use out of it.
Derby and Twitch, two-month sub. Thank you for that sub and Twitch. It is September, by the way. Go ahead and link your Amazon Prime account for free. Link your Amazon Prime account for free, and you can...
September!
But if you want to spend the money, and you can do it for
just
20% off.
Shut up.
Just shut up and do it, please.
God.
Give us a bit.
Guys, just do it.
The other one is, like, I can give you a few of them, like TV or film critic.
Okay,
that's not a lazy job. You got to watch a lot of things and then write about them.
I was going to say that one I could see as a little as easier. I don't know about lazy.
Mm-hmm.
Easy, yeah. Lazy, though? Not really.
I don't know if it's easy because I don't want to sit there. I don't want to sit there and write
a
paragraph about a movie.
But if that was your job, that'd be pretty easy. If you just have to watch what, you know what I mean? The movies you flip on everywhere. Wild Wild West comes on when it's over. Give me a two-paragraph summary real quick.
I can give you a three-word review.
Trashiest trash, trash?
Best film ever.
Nah. We have
one,
proof.
Two, three.
Dino Baber says nope.
You know, that must have been an imitator or something.
Dito.
I refuse to believe that Dino Baber doesn't love Wild Wild West.
Nope.
Refuse to believe it. Like, I live in terror of having any job that's not this job. I literally don't want to do anything that's not this.
It sucks.
I don't want to.
I hear, yeah, no, I know, believe me.
I don't want to be a video game tester. I don't want to be a TV or film critic. I want to do this.
I don't want to do any of that stuff. I'm good.
I want to do this for as long as I possibly can.
Yep.
And when I can't do this anymore, put me on a boat and light me on fire and send me out in the ocean.
Give you a Viking funeral before you die?
Before I die.
Because I don't think that's how that happens.
I can't do anything else.
You can do some stuff.
I don't think I can.
Be a Walmart greeter.
Yeah, but then they're always checking my receipt when I leave, and I'm like...
At random.
I'm like, buddy, come on.
You don't even see the ladies. Come on. The six pair of ladies' underpants I have stuffed in my pants.
Doing this.
Let me just take a look, see. What do you got here? You got anything good? Mm-hmm. That's what they're doing.
Text line, I was just listening to 104.3 Big Frog talk about this lazy list, and they were saying the exact opposite of you guys.
Ah.
They must be boomers. They're the most boomers. They're just the, they're like the abs, Pollywog and Tadpole.
I was going to say,
the boomerest boomers.
Mr.
You
Krabs,
kids and your video games.
He tried to trade me for, I think, those two and a couple other people, but they failed their physical because they're old.
They're old.
So the trade was voided.
Mystery Shopper made the list. You have to shop at stores you already go to. That's not another lazy job. I got to go all day and mystery shop?
Lazy and easy are two different things, you know?
Right.
It's, I don't know. Yeah, no, this isn't it.
And Pollywog and Tadpole can't call anyone lazy. They have the laziest job in history.
Right, that's what's pretty funny is that they are calling things lazy. I guarantee you they're both sitting down.
They're both sitting down, right, and I don't even think, I don't even know if they go into a studio or do it from home.
Oh, really? Well, the swamp.
Oh, that's right. I forgot that they aren't, damn it, Pollywog and Tadpole actually live in a swamp. I forgot.
They're amphibious.
Sommelier, once you passed your test.
What's that again?
Where you taste the wine and review it. Not a lazy job, in my opinion.
Again, yeah, not lazy.
Yeah.
Easy.
Yeah.
Not lazy. Lazy is like... I don't know. Is there a way to test, like, how long before, like, bodily fluids harden on this bathrobe that I'm laying in nude all day?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That's a lazy job.
And, like, on the list is dog sitter. Have you ever watched Cody dog sit? My dog comes home unable to walk after he goes to Cody's house.
I was gonna say, there's nothing lazy about watching a dog. You get out and you run around with him.
Do things with him.
Oh, the best part is doing the exact opposite of being lazy when you're watching a dog.
Yeah.
Let's see if I can physically exhaust this canine. That's fun.
Yeah.
When they just drop to the ground and roll over on their side and just lay there like, all right, I get it. I get it. Like, yeah, you're tired now, aren't you?
Yeah.
Go to bed and go to sleep. And go to sleep.
I would say maybe a mid-level influencer is probably a pretty lazy job. I mean, I get you had to cultivate an audience, and that takes a lot of work, but...
But, yeah, no, I get what you mean. Like, just like, I am a hot chick, and here is me opening up my makeup box.
Yeah. Yeah, that could be me being a little bit of haterish, but that is kind of a lazy job.
No, it's fine. Hater all you want. I'm a hater too. I hate that. I hate that they make so much money by doing nothing, and I wish I could do it as well.
Mm.
But I'm not a hot chick.
You are, buddy.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate that.
I pleasure myself to you. It's delightful. Bye. If it were tomorrow, and you heard that song. You could be caller 10 right now and win some Foo Fighters tickets. Tomorrow's a Foobert Friday.
Nice.
I think it's technically called the Foo Fighters Friday, but I'm calling it Foobert.
It's a
I don't know how to clean this Blackstone griddle. I've been doing it the way I found online.
And you're fine.
Because I'm obsessed with it and I can't stop cooking on it. I scrape all of the gunk off.
You're fine then. Done. That's it. Don't overthink it.
I do what they do in diners, because I saw this on the Blackstone website. Take a little bit of that water, steam it off, and then you wipe it down.
There's nothing else to do.
And then I put a coating of oil on it.
You don't even have to do that.
I do the coating of oil. I want it to last a long time.
You don't even have to, because then it's just oil just sitting on it. You know what I mean? It doesn't matter. You do it before you cook.
Mm-hmm.
That's clean. That's it. You're done.
Thanks for the host. Where is Check from the Bronx? What's up, Check? How you doing?
Hello.
But that's it. You ain't got to do nothing else.
Hambone and I text almost exclusively about griddle cooking at this point. There's nothing else going on in our old lives.
Here you go.
I'm thinking about the deep fryer. I wanted to maybe do some wings on it tonight.
Yeah, I got some wings.
The only problem is, guys, I told you this the other day. I don't know how to keep that oil temperature up. It's and it's stressing me out.
Put something around it. Get something metal. Put it around it. It'll be fine. Mm-hmm. Like I said, put the lid on first.
Yeah, I'm going to do that.
And then just leave it there for a little while, man. Just
Joe, I'm not scraping it with a metal spatula. I'm scraping it with that metal thing that came with it. The Blackstone metal scraper.
Yeah.
That's not bad for it, right? Does that take the seasoning off of it?
No.
And you're because I season it every time.
And as I say, and don't the seasoning thing, don't worry so much about that. It's never going to be like, you're never going to notice a difference.
But I mean, the seasoning keeps it from rusting, right? That's what I'm trying to do is stop it from rusting?
Yes and no. People are talking like, so, you know, everything tastes great and it works great and the grill is the best and, you know, we got all the food on there, you know, all that mm-hmm. type of crap. I mean, yes and no. You know what I mean? Like, is you're not a short order cook, so mm-hmm. you know what I mean? So you're now using it for like 8 hours a day type deal.
See, Joe is saying metal on metal makes pits and metal shavings. I'm not pushing that hard. I'm just getting the gunk off.
No, it's what you're supposed to do. You have a flat
metal surface.
And then you go, you scrape the stuff mm-hmm. down, and then you push it into the
push it down. It's in the back. It's in the back, yeah, the little trap.
Yeah, no, that's what you're supposed to do.
And then I'll take...
Can't use plastic.
No, it'll melt.
That's what I'm saying. No, you're doing exactly what you're supposed to do.
And I bought these two scrubbies. I bought like a orange scrubby, and then there's like a stone. I haven't used the stone yet because I'm afraid that takes the seasoning off.
So yeah, that you don't even have to worry about that. You're not. There's nothing being like burnt on there. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You're good.
But dude, I'm looking at all you guys, dude. We gotta start a group.
Grill group?
I don't know, man. Like. I know it's like it's trite and it's like this is what you do when you get over 40, but I'm really buying into it. Like everybody's like, well, when you get over 40, you either got to get into grilling or World War II history. That's the joke I keep telling you.
I've been into grilling forever.
Yeah, so I think I am.
It doesn't have to be once you're 40. It's just fun. It's easier.
Top text. Look at those Smashburgs, man.
It's just easier to do all that stuff. Oh, that looks good. All that stuff yourself. You know what I mean? Forget all the other
breakfast foods.
All the other things.
Yeah.
It's just easier to, you know what I mean, to whip up a meal on the grill
mm-hmm.
than it is to like be in your hot kitchen and all that stuff.
Dude, it's so good. My house doesn't smell like deep fryer.
That's what I'm saying. It's just easier
although
to do stuff like that.
Although I texted Cody yesterday. When it rains, my entire yard smells like fryer oil now.
Yeah. Yeah, I wonder why.
I don't know why.
I don't know what happened.
Somebody dumping fryer oil in the woods? Because they shouldn't be doing that. They really shouldn't be doing that.
I don't know.
That seems like a bad idea.
Nah, that's fine.
All right, coming up, we got Green Day, and then we'll get into your spots in some 90s at 9. Cody and I are going to go fishing, presented by Cornell's Greenhouse in Oneida. We will download Madden now that we are in football season. Cody will own me in that game, I'm sure.
Probably. Probably, but we can play together and be best of friends.
Yeah, maybe we can be on the same team, and that'd be really fun.
Want me to throw you touchdowns?
We'll get Madden so we can start playing that game for you guys, but today we are fishing.
I'll throw you touchdowns.
Twitch.tv/KRockCNY. Head on over to there, presented by Cornell's Greenhouse. The Delta 8s, the CBDs, all the tinctures and the edibles and the ointments and all the things. They do a great job over there.
Oh, the man and better tinctures, edibles.
Your boy looks forward to those Delta 8s every night where my head feels like it's going to burst out of my head. Oh, my God, it's the best.
What's up, dude? Yeah, man.
Oh, my God, it's the best. Bitches let me draw up on their chest.
Oh.
I don't know what it is, man. I think I'm doing too much. I've told you that.
No, not enough. I don't know what I'm telling you.
I did a combo jobber.
You got combos?
I did a combo jobber where I did my 150 milligram, which is my normal go-to.
Yeah.
But then I wanted to try that little dropper he gave us, so yeah. I did the 30 milligrams of that.
Nice, dude.
I was on the moon, dog.
Right? No, that's fun.
I was on the moon.
That's the last thing I did with those. 3 and 3.
Yeah, but then it made you have a different effect to the 8. The 8 makes you sleepy if you do too much of it.
Because that's what it is. It's a relaxer. So my body was in permanent relax mode for like 24 hours.
It puts me out, and I love it.
No, it was nice. I just needed more time on it.
My legs get all twitchy. It's so weird. I don't understand why they're twitching, but I love it.
Because it wants you to get up and go and do some fun stuff.
I'm the one who sits there.
Hey, go walk in the woods for a little while, man.
I'm the one who just sits there thinking I'm going to die, though. I'm that guy.
Well, luckily, though, again... As we've numerous times told you,
uh-huh.
that will not happen. It just won't. It won't.
But if it's going to happen to anybody.
Nope. Won't be you. It won't.
But if it's going to happen to anybody.
It'll be the opposite of you.
Well,
probably.
Am I a ghost right now?
You died twice.
You got to tell me if I died. For your leftovers today, Cody Mack, a mail carrier was caught tossing mail out of a mail truck into someone's lawn.
All right.
Like they have, everybody has these ring cams now, so they can see and document everything.
Yeah, you can't do anything like that anymore, man.
This guy just throw a package in the yard. Do your job. If you don't want to take it all the way to the door, then, I mean, I understand, like, if you got, like, problems or something, but, I mean, that's what you get paid to do.
Well, if you want someone who's going to bring their package all the way to the door, I'll tell you what.
I'd say you want to lick the envelope.
No one's got a hang low mailbag like this next guy, I'll tell you what.
He wants to get sticky, start licking that envelope, baby.
Griffin is up next. First class delivery of that hog coming right to you. Be excellent to each other.